Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Weekdays on The Mix, Eric in the Morning.
And the top four stressors of couples today, work-related stress. Here's another clue. The number one work-related stress might directly contribute to the number two, which is to what, Cheryl?
Too tired for sex.
Exactly right. Number two, right behind work-related stress, is you're too tired for sex. And generally, that's one person saying it to the other person, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're always too tired, or I'm too tired, or whatever it might be. Sound accurate, Cheryl?
Sounds accurate to me, yep.
Here's what you might find interesting. Of those that said they were too tired, 12% said they have fallen asleep during.
You must have been exhausted.
So it wasn't just an excuse. You actually were too tired or too bored or too disinterested or too something. I don't know.
Yeah, a pillow was just too comfortable.
Right. Fell asleep during it? Come on. Because then the next joke you hear all the time is, I didn't care. It took all the pressure out of the talking.
Oh, God.
You hear that all the time, too.
Yeah, it was sort of like a one-person show
right.
with two people.
Oh,
right.
My God.
It was great.
Yes. Here's the show you're never too tired to listen to.
Yeah, maybe he's going upstairs going, please be too tired. Please be too tired. I don't know.
Eric in the Morning.
Too tired to walk.
With Melissa and Whip.
Too tired to run.
Or maybe he was too tired.
Yeah. Maybe.
Calling too tired, too tired.
Yeah, all you people to whom it hasn't happened, you don't know what you're missing.
Right. The greatest ever.
On the Mix.
Too tired, too tired, too tired.
Blues going today.
Anything.
Nice. I like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Like a Kingston Mines kind of thing going there.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that place still open?
Does everything sound normal to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. It just sounds really odd in here, but no problem.
Whip had the freaked out face. I got a little worried.
No, you sound...
like there were bugs in there or something.
Since no one else can hear this, I won't bore everyone, but you just sound really like... I don't know how to...
Cool.
Handsome? Loud. Well, cool, handsome, and very loud and kind of processy,
really?
While everyone else sounds like they're buried in the back or something.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, whatever.
Well, that's my style.
Yeah.
He's processy.
Wow. Mike, can you do that with Whip's headphones? Can you make it so he can barely hear himself, but he can hear me clearly?
I hear you so loud and clearly, it's almost scary.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so none of us are multimillionaires. You heard that story a second ago. Give me that number again. What are we looking at now?
It's going to be $868 million for the next jackpot.
All right, that's the Mega Millions.
That's got to be the biggest ever, right?
I think it is. Yeah, I think
is
even...
It?
I think even... I don't know about the biggest in lottery history. Even last night's Mega Millions was the biggest Mega Millions. I think the top few have all been Powerballs. But, so that's when? Friday?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I went out at the last second and bought tickets. And does anybody else follow this idea? Because I was talking with some friends about this, some buddies, and they are convinced that winners only win if they get them from gas stations in seedy areas.
Mm. I feel that could be right.
So I tried to find the... And maybe it's not gas stations in seedy areas. It's more seedy-looking gas stations.
Yeah.
Let me clarify that. So I tried to find the iffiest-looking gas station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just tell. You drive by and go, I think there's a lot of water in their gas.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So I tried to find the iffiest one I could and went in and bought five tickets yesterday.
Good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
You even upped it to a full five.
Yeah. I went, $10.
Yeah.
And I knew I was in the right spot because the person behind the counter who was taking care of me, as I tried to explain what I wanted, it took me like 5 minutes to explain. I want five tickets. He's like, but they're $2 each. I go, they are. So five times two is 10. And I hand him a 10. He goes, but they're $2 each and you want two? I go, no, I want five at $2. He goes, so two at $5, but they're $2. I go,
oh,
no. And this is going back and forth.
Wow.
And so I finally hand him a $10 bill and go, however many I can have.
Give me whatever this will get me.
That's hilarious.
Got it. Okay, got it. Right. Yeah.
Maybe he's like, I don't know, was he like just genuinely confused by that? Or has he had so many people come in there and he's like made the mistake too many times that he has to make sure?
I don't know, but he was talking to me like I was an idiot, which made me start talking to him like he was an idiot, which really resulted in two idiots talking to each other.
Right.
Right. That's awesome.
Must have been. I wish we had audio of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So round and round we went, and as it turns out, it didn't matter anyway. Because, you know, I got five losers.
Yes.
Well, you might have something in there. You never know.
I guess I should look.
You
I didn't
should
even
check
look.
Them.
Yeah.
I didn't even look.
Probably a little prize compared to, you know, several hundred million is still pretty good.
It's still pretty good, but I'd rather have several hundred million.
Well, of course. Yeah. But, you know, if you
I don't know that
like,
you can compare the two.
No, you can't compare. That's what I'm saying. So,
Eric,
if
you won $6. That's pretty good.
No.
Shoot, I'd be happy with like 50.
Did you say shoot?
Shoot, I'd be happy with like 50.
Okay, I want to make sure, because you're starting to use that and throw it out cavalierly, haphazardly, and it's starting to sound like the S word.
Oh.
Dangerously close.
Weird.
Yeah. Mitch can't hear you, though. He can only hear me.
I can barely hear her or me over you. Right. But here's the thing. So I was thinking, how big are those smart? Like, are there $1,000 prizes, $10,000 prizes, prizes that don't make news? Because that would still be fun to win, but you don't hear about that.
Yeah, I think, like, if you get all the regular numbers but not the Powerball, you'd probably get, like, I don't know, $10,000, wouldn't you?
See, that'd be worth checking.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the bigger
check.
The Powerball is, the more money you'd get.
I'll definitely check. Speaking of big money, we got $15,000 coming up this morning at 7:20 with the mixed secret sound. So make sure you're listening at 7:20, the first of five chances that you'll have to win that mixed secret sound worth $15,000. Have you checked? How'd we do yesterday? Any lukewarms, any real warms, any hot like srirachas?
Lukewarm.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens today at 7:20 then. We're due. We're due to give this money away.
We are.
Yeah. Big Karwowski. It's time for him to loosen the purse strings a little bit. Let's give this cash away. All right, let's get the Hey, I Was Wondering at 5:53. You submit your Hey, I Was Wondering any number of ways. We select it and use it. You get that Eric in the Morning travel mug. This one comes to us from Seb.
Seb.
I'm going to go that short for Sebastian.
You got it,
I
bet.
I think so, too.
Seb. Hey, good morning, Eric. Recently, you guys had a conversation about discussing types of people that you go for.
Yep.
Like, what kind of type do I go for?
The really pretty bitchy cheerleaders.
Bitchy cheerleader. what type does Whip go for?
Girl next door, sweet, wide-eyed, big boob.
Okay. And I determined that you go for the swarthy pirate type.
Right.
Swarthy pirate.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pardon me.
Are you okay?
No, I'll be all right.
What happened?
I don't know. Something went down the wrong pipe.
What the heck?
I got a wrong pipe issue there.
Like 3 seconds ago.
Which Sebastian goes on to say, or Seb, which made me wonder if anyone has recently moved into your new top three. Thanks, Seb. I crumble under the top three pressure. You know, when people want to talk about that, who's in your top three that you get a free pass with if you ever had the chance? I can never remember them at the moment.
Right.
It is hard.
When I'm out just like, you know, hanging out or whatever, I see somebody on TV or whatever, I'm like, oh, there you go. That's a top three right there. Then I can never remember that I even put her in the top three.
Yeah, I suffer from the same malady.
It's the same thing when people ask me, and I get this question a lot. I don't know if you guys do. Who's been your favorite interview on the show or most famous person? I'm like,
I
don't know. I can't remember. Like, right now, I can't remember anybody that's ever been on the show.
They all blend. That's why.
I get that.
Yeah. Is there anybody new in the top three? New in the top three. Like, I can't... I don't know that she's new, but I put Mila Kunis in there. You know, I like that. Does she qualify as the bitchy cheerleader look? Not really, does she?
Yeah, she
does
can.
She?
Yeah, she
all
can
right.
have that.
Mm. Okay.
She's definitely in there.
How about you? Do you have anybody new in your top three?
New?
Yeah.
I would say...
New entry.
I mean, I like Liam Hemsworth, you know that.
Yeah.
I love Jason Bateman, you know that.
See,
and I guess I'd have to put John Krasinski.
See how quick you are?
Yeah, it's really fast.
I
you must think about
that.
This a lot.
Well, no, but I don't know.
And
I just love
all,
those three.
Well, the second two more than the first. Kind of the same. Like, I'd put John Krasinski and Jason Bateman, while not the same, under the same large umbrella. Of similarity.
Of, mm-hmm. In personality, or what do you mean?
Yeah, personality, general, overall looks. Like, they'd fall under the same umbrella.
Yeah. I mean, those two are not, like, your classic, like, Brad Pitt look,
right.
good looks. They're cute, but that's what I like.
How about you, Whip? Any new entries?
You know, the only one that I can think of in the last, like, 6 months or something is Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Look at that.
Well, she was in the Solo movie.
She's pretty.
And that's what did it for me. You know, you just...
She's another one.
Yeah.
I can never remember what she looks like.
Right. I wouldn't have had her in that top three or sort of forefront of my mind until the Solo movie.
Is she the one that's blonde in the Game of Thrones?
Yes, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the one I can see her and go, oh, yeah, Emilia Clarke, I like her a lot. She's really pretty. And then turn away and turn back and go, who's that? I'm like that with her.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's...
different people where you can't...
Yeah, celebrities, there's so many of them.
Right. Any new entries that would surprise us, 530 Club members, new entries into your top three and or your significant other has made an announcement they have a new entry. Because I think you have to register it with your significant in order for it to be top three. You know, because you're the top three, you get a pass. You ever had a chance? Like, if I ever had a shot at Mila Kunis, I get to take it.
Right.
Okay.
Right? Like, if you ever had a shot at Emilia Clarke, you get to take it.
Yeah, good luck to both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, the top three, if you ever have a shot, go crazy, Melissa.
Yeah, I don't have anybody to
Yeah, you don't have anybody to be accountable for, so knock yourself out.
Be a slut.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Any new entries? Any surprising entries? I'd like to hear that, too. If you're a 530 Club member that says, listen, here's somebody in my top three that would catch us off guard.
Okay.
That's not a standard top three person that people would put in there.
Sure.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Or anybody that your husband or wife has said, listen, I'm making some changes here. Like fantasy football, changing the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Surprising people in your top three. 530 Club, hey, I was wondering. 312-591-6800. It is a little bit surprising, Patrick. You have her in your top three.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Susan Sarandon.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. She is
been
like
there
a
for a while, or is that a new entry?
No, it's been there for a while.
Yeah. What is it about Susan Sarandon that appeals to you?
I don't know. It's just her whole attitude.
Ah, her attitude. Mm. I never noticed her. I guess I have noticed her Susan Sarandon attitude.
Oh, she's got one.
Is it Caroline?
Caroline, yeah.
Caroline, who's in your list?
Kyle Long from the Chicago Bears.
There's a good one.
Mm.
Handsome Kyle Long. New entry or been there a while?
He's been there a while. He's number one, not even top three.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you married?
Number one. No, not yet. I'm engaged, though. He knows.
Okay. Just making sure. Who's his? Do you know?
He doesn't really have one, but he always says Katy Perry.
I can see that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe put her in there. I was reminded, and this is true, you know, because I always have, or I just mentioned Mila Kunis. I do have Margot Robbie in the top three.
Oh, yeah. You mention her often.
Yeah. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I can see why.
And that is the purest definition of...
The pretty bitchy cheerleader.
There you go. Hi, Mitzi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. New entry, or has this one been around a while?
He's been around a while.
All right. Who is it?
Alex Trebek.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
What is it about Alex Trebek that does it for you?
I don't know. I think he's kind of good looking for an old guy. He's so smart, you know?
Oh, yeah. He'll be the first to tell you, too.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go out with him, he rarely wears underpants.
I woke up and saw a figure in our hotel bedroom, and I thought I was dreaming, and I realized immediately that someone had been in the room, and I put on my underwear and ran down the hall to see if I could find her.
Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up? Sean Connery, I've got a finger for you, Trebek.
All right. You know, when it comes to sex, sucks being a guy. Why, Dan?
Well, when you're not shaving your toe hairs, they get all tangled up together when you put your socks on and it hits your skin all day.
Yeah, your toe hairs keep getting snagged in your Bombas socks.
That can hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you have like a tack in there or something.
You might want to clean your toe hairs up there a little bit, sure.
That is so
weird. A lot of hair issues. Tim, sucks being a man.
Yeah, you gotta shave your back.
Yeah, shave your back.
That is annoying.
Oh, yeah, that is completely annoying. That sucks being a man. 312-591-6800. Hi there, Ed. Why does it suck?
It sucks because that guys have to aim while they pee.
Aim while you pee.
Yeah, you gotta watch what you're doing.
No fun.
Yeah.
Sucks being a man, Mike. Oh, hey, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. At number three, why does it suck being a man, Rick?
Up with women's mood swings.
The women mood swings.
We don't have mood swings.
Never.
Kind of in a related note, tied at number three, Chris.
yeah, it sucks listening to women complain about all the reasons why it sucks to be a woman.
There you go. That does suck. All the complaining. Yeah.
Come on,
number
guys.
Two, why does it suck to be a man, Bill?
Because they always got to take the mouse, dead mouse, out of the trap.
You always got to take the dead mouse. You're on dead mouse duty all the time, taking it out of the trap. And finally, in at number one, it sucks being a man. Why, Nick?
Because you got to pretend to like whiskey, even if you don't.
There you go. Yeah, you're sipping it, sipping whiskey neat, going, ah, it's so good. And all you're thinking is, this is so bad.
How many people do you think do that?
Lots.
Yeah?
Lots. Ah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm taking your drink. I just want to make sure I don't lose sight of it.
Yeah.
And you pour half of it down the toilet.
Sure.
Yeah, I got to pretend you like whiskey, even if you don't. Hang on, Sue. Hang on, Susan.
Okay.
Dating a divorced guy. Better than dating a single guy? Yes or no? Unless you ever dated a divorced guy.
Oh, yes.
Are you pro dating a divorced guy or anti, if you had to pick one or the other?
I'm pro.
Pro.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if you agree with Susan as to why. Susan, better or worse?
Way better.
Way better. All right. Why is that? Why is that?
Well, because he has five wonderful boys, and I didn't have to have any kids.
There you go. You didn't have to handle any of the heavy lifting of the kids.
I love that you said wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you would be a proponent of dating divorced men?
Definitely.
All right. All right. Let's see if Sue agrees with you. 312-591-6800. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Dating a divorced guy. Good, not good.
First, I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
And worse.
Worse, okay.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, let me just clarify this. It's worse initially.
Okay.
So you got to give them a good 4 or 5 years to get over that.
Wow. That's a lot of breaking in time.
Yeah, a lot of breaking
it takes them 4 or 5 years to get over their past relationship?
Exactly, because if they're still moaning, over their ex-wife.
Moaning. Right. Yeah. That's a bad moan.
She did this. She did that.
Killing me. They say, little known benefits of dating a divorced guy. Number one, he believes in serious long-term commitment. Generally, I guess.
Generally,
right?
Number
two, he's housebroken. Like a dog. Mm-hmm. He's kind of figured out the experience of living with another human being and what that's like, as opposed to diving into a relationship with a guy who maybe hasn't.
Right.
And number three, he's learned from his mistakes, although the previous caller would say that's not the case.
He's making new mistakes.
Dating a divorced guy, better or worse, Mary?
Mary, it's better.
Better.
He made all the mistakes with his first wife. She, kind of wasn't the best person in the world.
Right.
And like one of the previous callers, he has all his kids. I couldn't have biological children, and his kids have, made me like stepmom.
Uh-huh. Is there any moaning?
From the ex-wife?
Well, she's not the happiest of campers, but
for him, because he was the one moaning.
About the ex-wife,
Melissa. Wondering, anybody listening who had a shorter engagement than Ariana and Pete? She kept the she gave the ring back, but kept the pig.
Right.
And that's what happened there yesterday. We think it's about 2 months. We're just guessing. So 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Shorter engagement than Ariana Grande.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yep, that is shorter.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. What happened?
Well, I came home from work one day, and she announced that I was going to buy her brother a car.
She announced that you were going to buy her brother a car.
Okay.
Can't make it up.
Uh-huh.
And that was enough for you to be like, you know what? Let's rethink all this.
Yeah, she was a little mad because I wouldn't buy her parents a TV for Christmas, too. But sealed the deal.
Yeah, you were like Wintrust for her. You're like Chris Wintrust.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. So 2 weeks into it, what was that conversation like where you said, listen, I'm shutting this thing down?
No, she said she was shutting it down because I wouldn't buy the car. But that was a pretty good deal.
I think actually you might have gotten a good deal there. It seems like it, right? Hey there, Sue.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Shorter engagement than Pete and Ariana.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, another 2-weeker. Very nice.
And who broke that one off?
Actually, I did. After dating for 3 years, we picked out a ring, had an engagement party, did the whole nine yards, and decided I couldn't live with the man for the rest of my life.
You were together 3 years, but engaged 2 weeks, and it was in those 2 weeks you decided because it what that became it. Real.
It became real. Yeah, I was young though, so I decided that was it. I could not do it, and couldn't see myself with them. And
wow,
caught him off guard. I'll bet.
Pardon me?
Caught him off guard.
A little bit. We had gone, like I said, picked out a ring together, did, engagement party, had to tell the whole family again. It was hard, but again, we were kind of young, so we used that as an excuse. Mm-hmm.
Loads and loads of fun. Did you also keep the pig?
No, I returned it.
Yeah. Are you allowed to return the pig? I wonder if you could do that. Like, could they have taken the pig back to the pig farmer?
The pig store?
Yeah, the pig store. We're returning this pig. We don't have a receipt, but you probably remember us. We're talking about last night. Nobody won. Mega Millions. 868 million it'll be up to. At a minimum, I'm going to guess it goes up from there, right?
I would think so.
So we were talking about Post Malone. If you won the 868 million, would you be richer than Post Malone? Yes or no?
Yes
is exactly right.
Mm-hmm, by a lot.
I got a bunch of other celebrities to determine whether you'd be richer than them.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for holding on. You want to play richer than?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. I have five celebrities here, all right?
Okay.
It'll be your job to determine if you won the Mega Millions, $868 million. Would you be richer than them or not richer than them, okay?
Okay.
If you get, what do you want, Melissa, 3 out of 5?
Sure.
Four out of five? How many?
Let's do 3.
3 out of 5 right, Lisa, we'll send you to see Amy Schumer, okay?
All right.
All right, are you ready? And you can use Melissa and Whip as help.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
I think so. I hope we agree.
Yeah.
Big fan of celebrities, Lisa?
I do follow some of them.
All right. All right. So you might need their help, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me give you an example. Here's your first choice. Would you, if you won the Mega Millions, $868 million, would you be richer than or poorer than them? Your first choice, Beyonce. $868 million you won. Would you be richer than or not richer than? Feel free to get help if you'd like.
I would be poorer than Beyonce.
You don't need our help.
You don't need our help.
You guys can feel free to chime in.
Okay, well, I would have said the same thing.
Me too.
So you're saying you would not be richer than her?
Correct.
I'm sorry. You would be richer than Beyonce. Her current net worth is $500 million.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was more than that.
Blowing your mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, you're 0 for 1.
Okay.
If you won $868 million, would you be richer than designer Tory Burch? Would you be richer than her or poorer than her? Everybody?
Poorer.
I agree. Poor, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with poorer also.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That's exactly right. Tory Burch's current net worth is $1
billion. That's
a lot of purses.
Yep, lucky lady.
That's a lot of purses. Okay, you're 1 for 2. You ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go for this one. Would you be richer than or poorer than Adam Sandler? Actor Adam Sandler.
I'm going to go with richer.
I think so, richer.
Yeah, I'd say richer.
Richer than is exactly right. This drives me crazy, though. Adam Sandler's current net worth is $420 million.
Oh, okay. He's got to catch Beyonce. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? And he'll still call your mom. Adam Sandler will.
Yeah?
More on that coming up in the next 15 minutes. All right, you're 2 for 3. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay. Would you be richer than or poorer than Jerry Seinfeld?
I'd be richer than Jerry Seinfeld.
I would disagree.
Yeah, I'm going poor.
Poor? All right. We'll go with my help. We'll say poor.
Is that your final answer?
Your final answer.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
That's exactly right.
Oh! You scared me.
Yeah, you're scaring me too.
I was about to feel really guilty.
I thought you were leading her.
Well, see, that's part of the fun game show, Richer Than.
Mr. Lawyer.
This is what happens on Richer Than. Yeah. Jerry's net worth is $950 million.
Oh, man. You think that's annoying when you're that close to a billion? You're not quite there.
I think he somehow gets through it.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do one more, see if you can go 4 for 5, okay?
Okay.
Richer Than, poorer than Taylor Swift.
I'm
going to
say poorer than Taylor Swift.
I'll say poorer.
Okay.
No, wait.
I don't. My instinct is that you would be richer than Taylor Swift, but like not for long.
I mean, she's very popular out there.
I need a final answer, Lisa.
All right. I'm gonna say richer than.
You say you'd be richer than is exactly right.
Oh, thank God.
Oh man.
You know who's richer than Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
Taylor Swift is $400 million net worth.
I was going to say, she had to be kind of close.
Well done.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
Oh my God. Did you keep your head on a swivel?
Yeah, I did.
8:18 now in the Mix. I don't get in fights in public. I work out my aggressions in here. Mm-hmm. When I'm home, I'm totally fine.
That's good.
Totally mellow.
That's a truth.
Yeah. Melissa, on the other hand, this is like her fifth public altercation. Melissa got into it with somebody yesterday. Where was it? First correct caller, we make you a winner. You ready?
Yep.
Where was it Melissa got into it? Linda!
Was it at Mariano's?
Mariano's?
Wrong.
Sorry.
Good guess.
Melissa got into it yesterday with someone. Where was it? Shelly?
Costco.
Was it Costco?
You're correct.
Yes.
Oh, hey!
Wow.
Shelly, when you go to Costco, keep your head on a swivel because you never know if Melissa's going to be there and want a piece of you. All right?
Oh, I always do.
Yeah, that's right. What do we have for Shelly?
You've won a $100 gift certificate to Fire Cakes, which follows a family recipe to make an evolving selection of donuts from scratch each morning, and a partner with the Lynn Sage Foundation in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. When you dine at any of their over 200 Chicago area restaurants, they'll make a donation to raise money for local breast cancer research. For a complete list participating within Good Taste establishments, click WTMX.com keyword taste.
What the hell happened?
Okay. So I pulled up to the Costco gas station.
Okay.
And those tend to be very full. There's always a lot of people there. Gas is cheaper, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And they were all full for the pumps on my side.
Okay.
So one opened up, and I thought, well, there's nobody behind me or anything like that. I'm just going to back up a little bit and pull over into the next lane.
All right.
So I did. I backed up, and I was moving forward, and this lady came like around the corner, and she was going really fast, okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So she's going really fast, yeah. And I'm like, but I was almost at the pump. I was like maybe 20 feet away,
right.
You know?
Right.
And she looks at me, like we make eye contact, and she looks at me, and she floors it.
Floors it. Tires squealing, smoke.
Yeah.
All this. Yeah. All
and
right.
I just, my mouth
in.
Is open because I stop. I hit my brakes,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, and I just watch her pull into the pump.
Right. So she comes flying around a corner, right up to the pump.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I know this place is always busy and stuff, but sheesh. So I pull up to the other side, I roll my window down, and I say...
Because you want to go, it's go time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
It's go time.
Sometimes people take it a little too far.
All right, so you make eye contact, you give each other the stare, you give each other the glare. That's not good enough for you.
No.
You want to engage.
I mean, she just caught me at that moment. You know, all she right. just rubbed me wrong.
All right, so you pull over, you roll down the window. What do you say?
So she gets out of her car, you know, to put the pump in her car and
right.
all that stuff.
Right.
And so.
Was she, could, before you tell any more of the story, could she have taken you?
No.
That's why you rolled your window down.
No
If
way.
She looked like a tough lady, you wouldn't have wanted any trouble.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
So she gets out and I say, you know, I was like almost at the pump. I was pulling up to that pump. And she goes.
Did you say it like that or were there about 13 F-bombs in it?
Nope. No F-bombs. No anything like right. that. I was just so, I was so surprised by the
okay.
whole thing.
Right.
And she goes, whatever, you get over it. That's what she said.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And
wow.
So
put
I,
you in your place.
So I put my car in reverse, and I said,
okay. oh, I can't wait.
It's unhappy.
I can't wait to hear this line.
It's unhappy people like you that do things like that.
You got her.
Yeah.
it's impossible.
It's unhappy people like you.
You lost the fight.
Yeah,
right
it's impossible
what?
In the moment to come up with yeah. the right line. It's impossible.
She's just a miserable, unhappy yeah. person.
Yes.
So she
right.
has to do something, and she doesn't
apparently
care
she's an excellent
about
driver, though.
Anybody else.
I wish she did the slide, like yeah. in a Japanese film, where
sure.
they come sliding into the car.
Right.
The way she was able to do that.
Yeah, she
the drift,
did.
The Japanese drift.
Yeah, she
yeah.
did the drift right into the pump.
Nice.
Slammed on the brakes, walked right out, and I thought,
and
what
once
the
again,
heck?
Once again, when it came time to put her in her place, when it came time to deliver the coup de grace line, you hit her with what?
I said, it's people like you, unhappy people like you who do things like that. Whatever. I didn't throw out any.
I bet she finished pumping her gas, got in her car, sat there quietly, and thought, she's right.
Yeah.
It is unhappy people like me.
Well, she is. She's clearly like a miserable human being.
Yeah. Then what happened? Did you go to the next pump?
Yeah.
And there was an awkward like 3 minutes where you're pumping and she's pumping and you're pretending that you don't see each other anymore.
I was giving her the stink eye, I'll tell you that,
oh,
the
you?
Whole time.
Mm.
I
where
was
you?
Like, just look at me.
What would have happened? What would have happened if she would have walked over and said, you got a problem? You want to take this around the back of the Costco?
Okay,
what
so I'm not a fighter. I've never been in
right.
a physical fight.
Even though
or
this is like your
that.
Fifth verbal altercation since I've known you.
But I only had one woman, if you remember, at the Taste of Chicago.
Who wanted to go.
Wanted to go, right? And I thought, what in the world is going on? But your adrenaline gets going.
Right.
So I think I could have taken her.
All right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
All right. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. We're looking for your generally a non-confrontational person. What unexpected place did you get into it with somebody?
Hmm.
You know, like Melissa at the Costco gas pump. You know, where she really put the crazy lady in her place with the you're an unhappy person line. Even though the lady's an excellent driver.
Yeah.
So where did you're generally a non-confrontational person, strangely find yourself getting into it with somebody? You know, like walking into church, the old lady cut you off as you were, you know,
yeah,
you're making
your
you're making your move. No, you're making your move to like the fourth pew.
Oh,
and she cut you off.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, she yeah. came in and did the drift in front of you into the mm-hmm. pew in front of you, and you're like, listen, I'm not taking it. We're gonna chat this out right now. We're gonna square this thing away. I'm gonna give you a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. The unexpected place you got into it. You're generally a non-confrontational person. But remember that one time? It was go time.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody just pointed out to me that you also got into it in line at Panda Express once.
Starbucks.
I do remember a Panda Express altercation, too.
Hmm.
I know the Starbucks
Panda Express
one, but I think there was a Panda Express one. I do vaguely remember that.
What? I don't remember
there
that.
Was a, there was a, like you said, the Taste of Chicago altercation. The Starbucks altercation. I believe there was a Panda Express altercation. It was about, like, they were only supposed to get three of the items, and they were trying to get a fourth, and I vaguely
what?
Remember something, yeah.
I don't know, that's,
yeah.
not, I don't
and
recall that.
And now
that.
The Costco gas pump altercation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else remember the Panda Express altercation? You know who will remember, Cynthia.
Oh, there you go, she will.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Where'd you get into it?
The cute little bagel shop in Barrington.
Ah, what happened?
Aw, man.
This lady came in. She was cutting me off. She was trying to get the pumpkin cream
right.
cheese, something
right.
like this.
Right.
It was totally not her turn, and I think she just thought they were going to run out of it.
So, understanding and realizing this is probably going to turn into some altercation, I had sized her up. So after she had sniffed to me a couple times and I tried not to sit back, I just looked at her and I said, shocking, you're still single.
Ah, you got her.
Oh, that hurts.
You got her.
That's a good
Yikes.
Line.
That's your version of the I'm sorry you're such an unhappy person line.
Right.
Yeah.
That's always somebody cutting in line.
Yeah.
Drifting
right in front of you right
heck?
There. Yep. Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
You got into it.
I did, yes.
Where was it?
At the Tasty Freeze.
Oh,
now, who
man.
Wants to cause trouble at a Tasty Freeze?
It's a happy place.
So family-oriented.
What happened?
Yes, that's exactly it. Two people in front of me, a gentleman had a pit bull. Sweetest pit bull.
Right.
The guy behind him and directly in front of me decided that he needed to say something about that.
Uh-huh.
So the two of them were jawing back and forth. I had had enough. I just wanted my ice cream.
Right.
So I basically told the guy in front of me to shut up and go order. He had caused enough disruption there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah, you told him.
Oh, boy.
Listen, you shut up, Mr. Anti-Pitbull guy.
Just get your ice cream.
Get your chocolate dipped and move. You know, they seem like such nice, quiet people at this place. Heather, you got into it where?
At a craft show.
A craft show.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of macrame going on, a lot of, painting.
Yeah, but a very unlikely
pottery.
Place.
What happened?
Well, there was traffic going both ways in the parking lot, and I was waiting for a spot.
Again,
and
at
I pulled
spot.
It. And apparently the lady was waiting on the other side for the spot, but I was there first, and I pulled in. She came up to my window, and she started banging on my window.
Oh, boy.
And
that's scary.
I rolled down my window, and I said, yes. And she said, get out right now. You took my spot.
Uh-huh.
And so I got out, and I was quite a bit bigger than her.
Ah.
But she tried to challenge me. And
wait,
said,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
She what?
She tried to pounce you?
Challenge.
Oh, challenge. I thought she pounced. I was like,
whoa.
Oh, it is on.
Pouncing going on.
Yeah.
She tried to challenge me, and she came right up to my face, and I said, you need to back up. That was my spot.
Uh-huh.
I was waiting just like you.
Right.
And she took her finger, and she flicked my forehead.
Oh, my God.
You got the forehead flick.
Get out.
That is a message sent with the forehead flick.
What'd you do?
Drop her like a bad habit.
Well, I pushed her really hard. She fell to the ground.
Oh,
and I took my finger out, and I said, don't ever flick somebody in the forehead.
That's right. There will be no forehead
wow.
flicking in the parking lot of a craft shop. All right, one more.
Whoa.
These
now,
are
this,
good.
I'm not surprised. I feel like there's a fight here about every 15 minutes. Tracy?
Good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Chuck
got into
cheese.
It. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like it's closed now, and there's a fight going on there.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Luckily, my two little girls were too little, so they don't even remember this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm the most non-confrontational person out there. Booth next to us. We ordered a pizza. We got our pizza. The kids in the next booth next to us were throwing their candy wrappers over their shoulder, and it was landing on our pizza.
Ah.
So I let that go. Then the kid came up, and she was looking over our table at the show, and she sneezed all over our pizza.
Oh, it's time for a forehead flick.
Wow.
Yep, forehead flick time.
I said, really nice. I'm sorry. Excuse me, ma'am. Your daughter, you guys are throwing candy wrappers all over our pizza. Now your daughter just came over, and she sneezed on our pizza. What should we do about that? Super sweet about it. Super nice.
Yeah.
She comes over. She sits in our booth, and she goes, I'll tell you what we're going to do about it. I'm just going to sit here and eat your pizza.
Oh, she went into character voice and everything. I love it.
Oh, my God.
She caught an attitude.
Yeah.
I was so upset. I just took the pizza, and it was just a gut reaction. I flipped the entire pizza all over her lap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
All right. To my husband, I said, let's go, let's get out of here.
Oh, no, no, I'm going to watch this.
That's in a major scene now.
No, we're not going anywhere.
He's trying to be very diplomatic. Explain to the manager what happened. And I'm like, honey, when you flip a pizza at someone, you just leave. You just let's go and get out of here.
Don't you know the flipping pizza rules?
I know. He's like, well, that's never happened before, so I didn't know the flipping pizza rule.
Right. Right. I didn't know either. I'm glad I do know.
Wow.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah. Yeah, you got to get out of there quickly.
People are so mean.
That's when you make a run for it. And as you're running, you yell over your shoulder, you're an unhappy person.
That's right. People like you.
Well, it's true.
Give Chuck E. Cheese a bad name.
Yeah. You know, that woman would also cut in front of you in line at the Costco gas pump.
Oh, you know she would. No problem whatsoever.
You injured yourself.
In bed.
Thank you. You're still here, right?
Yeah.
That's a good dramatic pause.
Just making sure. Yeah. 312-591-6800. Like, you know, sometimes you hear about people, you know, their spouse will roll over and clock them right in the face, break their nose.
Oh, for sure.
Hurt yourself in bed.
Right.
Like, or this. Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What happened?
I had hair down to my waist at one point, and I'm a pretty rambunctious sleeper, and so I would, like, twist and turn, and I actually woke up, like, feeling strangled, and it was my hair wrapped around my neck.
Oh, my God.
Your own hair choked you in bed.
My own hair choked me in bed.
Wow. Yikes. Wow. That's a close call.
Did you get your hair cut after that?
I did. I literally have a pixie cut right now.
Oh. Safer.
I love pixie cuts.
Can't be too careful. 312-233-1019 if you're getting that busy signal at 591-6800. How did you hurt yourself? In bed. Diane.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was on some wicked sleep medicine, and we have one of those bookcase headboards.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but I kind of twisted around and I hit my face into the headboard and I put my teeth through my lip.
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right.
Oh man. Smashed your face into your headboard in bed.
Yeah.
You have to go to the emergency room?
Yeah. I had to get stitches inside and out.
Wow.
Oh, no.
How was that explanation when you told the ER doc? Did he or she look at you and go, yeah, right, that's how it happened?
My husband was with me, and he's like, what happened? I said, I'm not really sure. Ask him.
Oh, you're funny. Somerville, Burbank, Schaumburg, Kildare, Deerfield, Harwood Heights, and now open in Gurnee.
Tidbit Wednesday quite a bit, brought to us by
FootFirst.com. Painful bunions? Don't worry. It's time to get your bunion fixed with FootFirst Podiatry's exclusive sklar bunionectomy. No visual scars, no casts, no crutches, no kidding. For more information about the sklar bunionectomy, visit FootFirst.com.
Whip, quick update on a story you did earlier about the cat, the Chicago police cat.
Yeah, it was Pawficer Gizmo, I believe,
was the name of the cat
who has an officer as an owner. And, the Chicago Police Department have started that up now.
Okay, that's nice. So everybody loves that picture.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't love this picture of this cat. I guess I need to know more. U.S. Embassy has apologized for accidentally sending invitation with a picture of a cat dressed as a Cookie Monster.
They don't like it?
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
The email was sent out by accident featuring a cat dressed as the Cookie Monster in a Cookie Monster onesie holding a plate of cookies. The email titled Meeting went to a number of recipients, including U.S. officials in Canberra. The Department of State, which would be, as we call it, the State Department, apologized for the fur paw. Get it?
Faux pas.
Right.
Thanks, Wolf. Calling it a training error. I don't even know. I think it's great.
It is funny.
Cat dressed as a Cookie Monster. That's good stuff.
Very funny.
Giant nose stolen from a Portland porch. Remember when all the cows were on the street here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The parade of cows. Well, I think it's a thing in Portland now. They have noses everywhere. And somebody had a giant, like, 5-foot nose on their porch. Somebody stole it.
Oh, no.
Someone swiped the beloved 50-pound, 5-foot-tall plastic nose from their porch in Portland's East Moreland neighborhood overnight Sunday. We woke up this morning. The nose was gone, said Dalia Albert of the Albert family.
Oh, that's a bummer.
She said her husband, who works for an advertising agency, rescued the nose out of the trash a year ago. Oh, that was a rescued nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a discarded prop from a photo shoot, although she wasn't sure what campaign it was used for.
Hey, they need to keep their hands on themselves.
Remember that big nose in the one campaign for like Sinex or nasal spray Afrin?
Yeah.
Maybe it was for that.
Maybe.
Yeah. New York man steals 6 giant vacuums from a car wash.
Oh, those are some powerful vacuums, those car wash
ones. They suck.
Yeah.
A man in New York was arrested Monday on charges that accuse him of breaking into a car wash earlier this month. He faces counts of third-degree burglary. Accused of breaking into the Sonic car wash just after 1 a.m. Once inside, he found the keys for the car wash vacuum cleaner machines and stole all 6 of them.
Aw, man.
Unbelievable.
What are you going to do with 6 vacuums?
Seriously.
Sell those on, is there a secondhand, big, huge vacuum market?
Open up his own place? I don't know.
Yeah.
Crooked researcher avoids jail, sentenced to play the piano instead.
Oh.
A former prominent neurological researcher at Yale and NYU avoided prison time for stealing research funds, but a judge said he must play the piano for indigent elderly people in Connecticut to make amends. You hear about those sentences all the time.
Yeah.
For the indigent elderly people in Connecticut.
Do they want him playing the piano, or is it punishment for them, too?
I think he's an accomplished pianist.
Okay.
All right.
Taking something bad and making something good. Like we're about to do with you, or for you here. Like banana cream?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Haven't had it in a long time.
Me too. If there's banana cream on the dessert, you're all over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Hold on.
Anything cream, actually.
Oh, the jokes.
That's true.
Banana cream frosted flakes are coming to stores this January.
Oh, I'd eat that.
Would you eat a banana cream cereal?
Absolutely.
All right. How about sour cream and onion Pringles flavored ramen?
Actually, that might be
pretty
good.
I might do that, yeah. I enjoy a good ramen, get a sour cream and onion. You like sour cream and onion chips, Whip?
Yeah, but I think it would have to be very separate from the ramen thing.
I think that might be good ramen. That's going to be available coming up very soon. Also, Elf sugar cookies are hitting store shelves for the holiday season.
Aww.
See, I don't like sugar cookies.
Why?
You like need a little more to them or something?
Yeah, they're just too bland.
They're soft and a little chewy.
Speaking of Elf, a Christmas Elf. That's a real job in Finland, and you can apply now to be Elf. Finland's Lapland Safaris is hiring elves to work this Christmas season, spreading holiday cheer from the North Pole. If you can put up with the cold temperatures, you might be able to land one of the best seasonal gigs of all time, they call it.
Have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous!
They are. There he is.
Oh, my God!
Santa, you know
Santa
what?
Here?
Uh-huh.
I know him.
There he is, Elf, right there.
Hey, hey!
Be your very own Elf.
No need to turn.
Oh, why would you?
So many things to say.
What is today?
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
That's right.
Yay!
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.